人都可以借着耶稣坦然无惧地来到你面前。
So that through Jesus, how we can now face you in front of you.
主，我们也谢谢你在我们生活当中看顾引领。
Lord, we thank you that you guard our life and take care of us.
谢谢你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
Thank you that you gave us your precious words.
也谢谢你赐给我们祷告的权柄。
Thank you that you give us the power of the prayer.
也谢谢你赐给我们圣灵在我们心中引导我们。
Thanks that you put spirit in our heart and lead us.
也谢谢你赐给我们弟兄姐妹。
Thank you for all the brothers and sisters you have given us.
让我们可以在主里面有爱的团契。
So that we can feel love among us.
也谢谢你让我们能够做你福音的使者。
And I thank you that you give us the messengers of your gospel.
我们也赐给我们传福音的机会。
And give us the opportunity to spread the gospel to everyone.
让我们能够把你的福音跟我们的朋友、同事、家人来分享。
So that we can share the gospel to our colleagues, to our friends and to our family.
也谢谢你在我们的生命当中做更新改变的工作。
Thank you for renewing our lives.
让我们这些原本卑微不配的人，可以因着你的恩典，一天比一天更像耶稣。
So that we unearthly people can become more like you every day.
所以我们谢谢你，让我们在这个教会里面看到每年都有新的人来。
Lord, thank you that we see new people every year.
谢谢你，让我们在这个教会当中，我们可以一同来成长。
We thank you that we can grow together in the church.
看到每年都有一些弟兄姐妹朋友们从这里离开。
We see that every year we see people moving out of this town.
在他们的身上，我们可以看到你的工作，你的恩典。
From you, we can see the work on us and your mercy on us.
我们想到就在过去这个礼拜当中，就有好几个家庭或个人搬离开这里。
These couple of weeks, there are a couple of families that are moving out of this town.
今天下午向东和志芳一家也会搬离伊德克。
This afternoon, Xiang Song and Zhi Fang will move out of Ithaca too.
我们想到他们当中好多人是在这边认识主、受洗归入主的名下的。
We remember that they came before you and eventually got baptized here.
我们祷告恳求你带领他们在新的地方很快能够加入当地的教会。
We pray that they can find a good church once they graduate to the new place they move into.
愿你带领他们继续在主里面成长。
So that they will still grow in you.
也让他们能够爱主、侍奉主。
And they will be able to serve you and love you.
我们也谢谢你把爱保罗牧师他们一家平安的带抵达到伊塞克。
Lord, thank you for bringing Pastor F and his family to here.
我们真是恳求你祝福他们，让他们在这边有很好的适应。
We pray that his family will have a good adaptation here.
不只是来带领我们的英文事工
，not only to lead our English ministry，
也愿意他们的影响超过我们这个小小的教会。
And that his influence will be more than this church has ever experienced before.
恳求你祝福，让他们家中的每一位大人小孩都能够在这边享受你的祝福。
We pray that everyone in his family will be able to feel the mercy of you.
我们把我们今天的聚会恭恭敬敬的仰望。
We lift up today's service to you.
愿你来向我们说话。
Please speak to us.
也接受我们对你的敬拜。
So that we can please also admit the worship that we have for you.
我们这样子祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
这个季度的主题是活出满结果子的人生。
So the theme of today's service is to live a fruitful life.
这些果子都是什么呢？
What are these fruits?
下面我们是起应的时间，通过神告诉我们的话语时间，能够知道这些果子都是什么。
Now is the time for responsive reading. Through the responsive reading, we can know what these fruits are.
我们请朱辉弟兄带大家起应。
Brother, would you come up, please?
起因的经文在加拉太书。
So the responsive reading is in the Bible, Galatians
5章16节到26节。
chapter 5, verses 16 to 26.
请大家打开我们教会的新约，教会的圣经新约部分第335页。
Please turn to page 335 of the Church Bible.
我们今天使用的经文是加拉太书五章第十六节到第二十六节。
Our responsive reading is in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 26.
我来读双数节，请大家回应单数节。
Read the even number verses, and please read the odd number verses.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪道、
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在就告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、
温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，相互嫉妒。感谢神的话语。
Thanks, sir, for his word.
下面是起应的时间，下面是收奉献的时间。
That's time for offering.
圣经在旧约马拉基书三章十节这样说。
In the Bible, Malachi it says the following.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们从敞开天上的窗户请服于你们，甚至无处可容。
In Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 it says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
奉献是基督徒的义务和责任。
Offering is the responsibility of Christians.
当奉献袋传到你跟前的时候
when the bag is passed you off you,
如果你还没有准备好就恭敬地传给下一位。
If you're not prepared, would you please respectfully pass it back to the next person?
与此同时呢，我们唱一首诗歌有福的确据。
At the same time, we'll sing the hymn Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Thank you. together for your offering.
现在是我们再次的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
就是当我们来到你的面前，就是让我们存一颗感恩的心。
We come before you, we have a thanksgiving heart.
谢谢你所赐的一切。
Thank you for everything that you have given us.
现在觉得我们现在把十分之一当纳的放在你的仓库里面。
Lord, we give her a tenth of all we have tied to you.
求你来悦纳，求你来洁净，使在你的使用在你的圣工上面。
Please accept this locally and cleanse it so that it could be used in the ministry.
We pray in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen. 下面是读经的时间。
Now is the time for the scripture reading.
今天读经的经文是在诗篇第一篇。
So the reading could be found in Psalms chapter 1.
旧约圣经诗篇第一篇
Old Testament Psalms chapter 1。
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散，因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。我们把时间交给徐牧师。
That's about time to pass the shoes.
首先我要先欢迎艾保罗牧师师母来到我们当中。
First, let us welcome Pastor Abel and our family.
Would you please say? Yeah. 他们昨天晚上才刚开到Ithaca.
They just arrived in Ithaca last night.
等一下我们在欢迎报告的时候，我们会让他们再简单讲几句话。
So in our welcoming and announcements time, we'll say more words after that.
今年我们暑假主日信息的主题是活出满结果子的人生。
So the theme of the summer Sunday service this year is living a fruitful heart, a life.
我们的期望是每一个人都得着耶稣所乐意赐给人的生命。
So our hope is that everyone has a life that Jesus gives us flowingly, and that we'll have it to the full.
而且活得更丰盛。
And that we'll have it to the full.
在六月份，我们先从撒种的比喻看了男主人结果子的几个因素。
In June, from the parable of the sowers, we first studied the several factors that prevent us from bearing fruit.
而七月份，我们的重点是帮助大家看到结果子最根本的关键是相信接受耶稣。
So in July, the focus is to help us see that the fundamental key of fruit bearing is to believe in Jesus.
我们要得着从神而来的生命，然后来带来内在本质的更新改变。
We want to have the new life from God, which leads to some internal changes in our lives.
这样才能够结出一般世人所结不出来的丰盛的果子。
So that we can bear the fruit that non-Christians cannot bear.
在八月份，我们会把重点放在生活习惯。
In August, our focus is on the habits of our lives.
谈到信耶稣之后，什么样的日常生活会帮助我们更好的结果子，而且结得更丰盛？
We talk about what kind of what we can do in our daily lives to help us bear some really ripe fruits.
我想善于种菜种树的人都知道，要结出又多又好的果子，牵涉到几个重要的条件。
I think people who are good at growing vegetables and planting trees understand that it involves several important criteria to bear a lot of good fruits.
首先是种子要对，种子要好。
Well, first of all, the seeds have to be the right one and the good ones.
就像耶稣所说的，好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
Just as what Jesus said, a good tree cannot bear bad fruits, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruits.
所以要期望结好果子，先要确定种子是对的，是好的。
So in order to bear some really good fruits, we have to make sure that the seeds are right and good ones.
从属灵的角度来说，这就代表了我们要相信接受耶稣。
From the spiritual point of view, it refers to the idea that we have to first accept Jesus and receive a new life from God.
得着神所赐的生命，新生命，后来才能够结出属灵的果子。
Only then can we bear some really great spiritual fruits.
好了，有了好的种子，是有了对的起点。
So after we start growing with the right seeds,
但是接下来还有一个重要的关键，就是种子是否有很好的成长环境。
We have to consider the next important criteria. It is a criterion, which is the environment in which seeds grow.
如果你把它放在得不到养分的地方，或者是任凭各式各样的污染来侵害它，果树不可能长得好的。
Well, if you store the seeds somewhere that they cannot get any nutrients, or somewhere it has been contaminated, I don't think the fruit trees are going to grow well.
圣经箴言四章二十三节说：“你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。”
In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life."
所以我们在信主得到属灵的新生命之后，还需要好好的保守看顾这个生命。
So after we have come to Christ and get this new life from Him, we still have to guard and take care of spiritual life.
诗篇第一篇是我们大家都很熟悉的一章圣经。
Many of us should be familiar with the first chapter of Psalm.
那我今天想带着大家一同来思想。我们为自己属灵的新生命提供什么样的成长环境？
So what I'd like us to think about today is what kind of living environment we provide for our spiritual life to grow in.
我们先来看一看这篇诗的基本架构及分段。
So first, let us look at the structure of the poem.
这首诗描述了两种不同的人生道路。
This poem describes two different paths of our lives.
第一节到第三节讲的是义人的人生。
Verses 1 to 3 describe the life of the righteous.
四到五节讲的是恶人的人生。
Verses 4 to 5 describe the life of the wicked.
第六节是一个总结，简单的把义人的人生和恶人的人生再做一个对比。
Verse 6 concludes with a contrast of the life of the righteous and the wicked again.
这个诗写作的目的就在强调，两种不同的人生道路会带来两种很不一样的结果。
So the purpose of this poem is to emphasize that there are two really different paths of life, and they could lead to some really very different results.
他希望每一个人读了这篇诗之后，都会懂得选择那条上好的道路。
The poem hopes that the readers would be able to choose a better life.
好，我们就先来看第一节到第三节。
So let us take a look at the verses 1-3.
在原文里面，第一节的一开始是一句“有福的人是这样子的”。
In the passage, the first line of the first verse says, "Blessed is the man who."
那什么样的人是有福的呢？就是一节到三节要说明的。
So who what? So the verses 1-3 can give us the answer.
那这边如果照原文直翻，不是这么容易。所以在中文这个这样的这人必为有福，一直到第二节才出现。
So it's harder to translate in Chinese. So you can find only in the second verse.In Chinese translation.
好，不论如何，什么样的人是有福的呢？
So, who are the people who are blessed?
请注意，这边讲的不是你的家庭背景，你的成长环境。
We're not talking about the family background that you are in or the upbringing that you are in.
圣经说有没有福是在于你在人生当中所做的选择。
According to the Bible, whether you are blessed depends on the life path choices that you make.
什么样的选择呢？
What choices?
这边特别提到的是，你选择让什么样的事情天天来影响你。
It talks about the choices that influence you every day.
在第一节讲的是需要远离不好的影响。
The first verse says that we should isolate ourselves from the things that impact us negatively.
那作者用了三个平行的句子。
So it uses three parallel sentences.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位。
you know, walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or stay in the seat of the mockers.
什么叫做从恶人的计谋？
What is to walk in the counsel of the wicked?
从就是随从、听从、跟着别人走。
What is to blindly follow, to listen to?
有的时候我明明知道一些事情做法不太对，但是为了现实的利益，我们就听从了一些不合神心意的人所出的主意。
Sometimes we know that some doings are not are wrong, yet because of our interest, we just have to follow the ideas that don't go with God.
有的时候人会叫你去撒个谎嘛。
Some tells you to lie.
或者是放纵一下情欲。
Some tells you to commit lustful sins.
他们一直跟你说，哎呀，大家都这样子做。
They keep telling you that everyone's doing the same.
于是你就动摇，后来就跟着他们做。
And your faith is shaken, and you do what they do as well.
什么叫做善罪人的道路？
What does it mean to stand in the way of sinners?
刚刚的从还可能只是在一件事情上一时的听从。
So just now, walking in the counsel of the wicked is just to follow in one event, but it's just out of the moment of wicked.
而善罪人的道路却是善定了。
But standing in the way of sinners is to really stand firm.
本来是别人试着说服你，现在你跟他们成为了同路人。
Initially, they're just trying to talk you into it. Now you're walking with them.
什么叫做坐戏赖人的座位？
What is to sit in the seat of mockers?
不再是一时的随从。
It's not just following them for one time.
不再是跟别人站在一起。
It's not just standing with them.
你现在既然坐下来了。
You actually sit down.
本来站还代表有可能走开。
Originally standing may mean that you can possibly walk away.
现在坐代表了百分之百的认同，坐下来了，不打算走了。
Well, now that you have sat down, you actually don't plan to leave yet.
虽然很多解经家认为这三句话可能只是平行的描述三件需要远离神的事情，不一定有次序的关系。
Many theologians think that these three things are not necessarily something that follow each other.
但是我们从从善做三个字的次序来理解，也的确对我们可以是一个很好的提醒。
But understanding the idea using walk, stand, and sit down, these three words sequentially is indeed a good reminder for us.
从代表的是方向，你跟着谁朝什么方向走。
Walk refers to the direction wherever you walk with, whichever direction you take you go.
站代表的是信念立场，你认同什么样的看法？
Stand refers to the faith in your standpoint, what views you agree with.
坐代表的是生活形态，你习惯照什么样的标准来过每天的生活？
This refers to the form of your life, what standards you use to live by.
想看看，很多时候我们的堕落岂不是都是从一开始的一个从开始的吗？
Isn't it true that many instances of depravity started from one spontaneous walk?
比如说八月马上就会有很多新生来到。
In August there will be a lot of new coming students.
很多康乃的大一新生刚来的时候是没有喝酒不吸毒的。
Many Cornell freshmen didn't drink or take drugs when they first arrived.
他们从来没有这样做，也知道是违法，他们不打算这样做。
They've never done that before. They knew it was illegal. They didn't really plan to do it.
但是因为他们交的朋友一直怂恿他们去尝试，说每个人都这样子做，学校也不会抓的。
But the friends kept persuading them to try to say, well, everyone does it, the school won't care about it.
所以每一年都有很多的孩子就动摇，开始随从周围的人。
So many of them got influenced and decided to follow what their peers do.
很多初中高中的孩子原本都不太敢随便复制盗版的软件。
And many of the junior high school kids were afraid of downloading pirated software.
或者是到一些网页违法下载音乐或者是电影。
I'll go to the website to download some movies and music.
他们心里觉得不安，知道这是不对的。
They knew it was wrong.
但是交的朋友怂恿他们。
But friends just keep telling them, everyone does it.
说每个人都这样做，你何必花钱呢？
Why do you have to waste money on that?
他们就心渐渐的心动，然后开始尝试，最后就变得习以为常。
And they became tempted and started trying downloading illegal stuff.
我想这样的事情我们听起来很耳熟。
I think that it sounds familiar to you.
不要说是孩子的，就算在我们成人当中，我们也在很多的事情上听从了一些声音。
Not to mention the children, but even the other adults, we also follow some voices and do something.
我们也去做一些原本我们知道不对不好的事情。
can choose to isolate ourselves from the bad influences.
我们没有选择远离那些不好的影响。
We didn't really choose to separate ourselves from the bad impact.
我们就从跟从到站，再到坐。
We go from to walk to stand, eventually to sit down.
最后，很多来教会的人，在生活上跟没有听过圣经教导的人没什么两样。
So eventually, a lot becomes similar to those who have never listened, heard the gospel.
有人说，如果你把一只青蛙放到一锅热水里面，它一定马上就跳出来。
It says that if you put a frog in a pot of hot water, it will immediately jump out.
如果你把它放到温水里面，再慢慢加温，结果就不一样。
If you put a frog in the lukewarm water and just heat it gently,
它在里面好舒服，后来就渐渐失去抵抗的力量。
It becomes very comfy in it, and eventually loses the power to, you know, struggle.
到后来他想跳的时候都跳不出来。
So when he actually wants to jump up, he just can't.
所以我们一定要小心的谨慎保守自己。
So we really have to carefully guard our lives.
感觉到不安不妥的事情，就早早的选择远离它。
If we find something incorrect, we just have to isolate themselves really early.
不要开窗，不要开门，允许自己受它影响。
Don't allow ourselves to be influenced.
无论如何，诗篇第一篇说要成为一个有福的人，第一方面就是要选择远离一切不好的影响。
Anyhow, our first chapter of Psalm tells us that in order to become a blessed person, we have to first separate ourselves from bad influences.
只要是你知道不讨神喜悦的，你就要选择不从、不站、不做。
If you know that something that dismays God, we should not follow, stand, or sit.
第二节讲的选择是积极正面的。
The second verse talks about the choices that are positive.
就是选择每天亲近主。
That is to stay close to God every day.
让神的话语成为塑造我们心思意念最重要的来源。
So that his words will be the sources that then mold our lives every day.
第三节用栽在溪水旁的树来形容每天读圣经默想神话语的人。
Third verse describes the kind of person who reads the Bible daily and meditates on that verse daily as a tree planted by streams of water.
这个形容非常的生动，也非常的贴切。
This is a very vivid and accurate description.
这边翻作栽的这个字，在希伯来文原文里面包含两个重要的观念。
So the word pen has had two important meanings in Hebrew.
第一个包含的观念是移植，意思就是说从一个环境换到另外一个环境。
The first concept is that to transplant, to move from one environment to another one.
我想大家都读过孟母三迁的故事。
We've all read about the story of our Manchu's mother moving their home three times.
今天我们很多中国人的父母也都很懂得为儿女教育的缘故选择住的地方。
Nowadays, many of our parents I know, how do you pick their homes for their children's education?
我们很愿意付代价从不好的学区搬到好的学区。
We are willing to move from a bad school district to a good school district.
其实更重要的是我们属灵成长的环境。
It's more important to look at our spiritual life as living environment.
我们要远离有不好影响的环境，而住进对成长有帮助的环境。
We have to stay away from the environment with bad influences and to stay close to an environment which is good for our social life.
大家仔细想看看，你每天受什么东西影响最多、最频繁
？That's think about what are the bad influences in your life every day.
今天有多少基督徒一直在叹气说：“哎，我拿不出五分钟、十分钟读圣经。”
Well, nowadays many Christians say that, "Oh, I can't spare 5 to 10 minutes to read the Bible."
但是每天不晓得花多少小时在网上看乱七八糟的东西。
But how much time do they actually put into read some unhealthy stuff online?
你如果真的想要有好的成长，你一定要肯为你的心思欲念预备好的环境。
So if you really want to grow well, you have to really prepare well for the environment you for your mind.
把你的时间、精力、眼睛所看、头脑所想的转移到对你成长有帮助的地方。
So put your time, your energy, what your eyes see, what you you think, to where it's helpful for your spiritual life.
所以移植改变环境是栽这个字包含第一方面重要的观念。
So the first important concept of the word plan is to transplant.
这个字第二方面重要的观念是实实在在的扎根。
So the second important concept is to firmly plant it.
有一些英文圣经，比如说 New American Standard Version， 就是翻作 firmly planted。
In some English Bibles, like New American Standard Version, the word is translated as firmly planted。
也就是说，栽在溪水旁，讲的不是
It means that if it's planted by streams of water, it's not just coming to the streams occasionally.
不是每隔一个月、两个月或一年来个一两次受滋润的那种。
It's not getting watered only once or twice in a couple of weeks or months.
讲的也不是暂时或短期的。
It's not about a temporal effect.
而是实实在在的扎根。
It's really to be planted firmly.
是打定主意待下来。
It's a determination of staying.
是长期持续做的。
And persisting on what on it and living a consistent life.
是非常一致的每天的生活。
And to live a really consistent life.
那这对我们是很重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder for us.
现在有的人很天真地认为，平常读不读圣经没什么关系。
Some people nowadays naively think that it's not a big deal whether we read the Bible or not.
如果哪一天觉得需要神特别的帮助，再拿起圣经就可以了。
If that person is in need of God that day, he'll just take out the Bible.
所以祷告一下，搬开来，一指这样子。
So that you pray and turn to one page of the Bible and just point at it.
我不是说神没有能力给我们用这方式给我们指引。
I'm not saying that God doesn't have the ability to help us through that.
我相信神可以。
I think God can do it.
我只是提醒大家，这样的方式读圣经不会每次都有收获。
I'm just want to remind you that it's not something that we can find fruitful every time.
更绝对不会帮助我们成为一位蒙神祝福的人。
It won't help us to become a better person in God.
第三节说，栽在溪水旁的树会按时候结果子。
The first verse has said that the tree planted by the streams of water yields its fruits in season.
这提醒我们，结果子会需要一段时间。
It reminds us that bearing fruits will take a while.
在一开始栽在溪水旁的树，未必马上就明显的长得比那些没有栽在溪水旁的树好得多。
So in the beginning, a tree planted by streams of water might not immediately seem to grow a lot of good fruits.
有可能有一段时间看不出什么差别。
might not be much difference there.
但是等到时候到了，栽在溪水旁的树就会开始结果子。
But once the time has come, the trees planted by streams of water will eventually bear some fruit.
在第四节，诗人用糠秕来描述恶人的人生。
In verse 4, the poet describes the life of the wicked as chaff.
这边牵出来一点点背景。
There's a background here.
当时人种玉米或麦子其他的谷类作物，通常收成的时候都要有一个筛谷的过程。
At that time, when people grew corn or other grains, they usually winnowed the grains on a really spacious highland.
那通常他们就到一个空旷的高地。
They go to a spacious highland.
拿一个大叉子把农作物挑起来往上一抛。
They use a pitchfork to toss the grains.
那风一吹，那些比较轻的谷皮和草，也就是所谓的糠秕，就会被风吹散。
When the wind comes, the chaff will just be carried away in the wind.
只有比较重的玉米，那些好的谷粒会落下来。
Only the heavier corn or the other grains will fall back down.
所以这边同样对我们有一个提醒。
That's a similar reminder here.
就是原来糠秕跟谷子长在一起，也是看不太出来。
That is when chaff and grains are mixed together, you can't really tell them apart.
但是时候到了，往上一抛，风一吹，马上就差别显出来了。
But when it's time, when the wind blows on it, to make sure it's tossed, you can eventually see the differences.
糠秕代表的是虚浮不实在、没有真正内涵的人生。
Chaff represents the empty, impractical life.
这样的人生在永恒当中没有价值。
In eternity, such life is valueless.
我们再延伸一点点，做进一步的默想。
If we come to think about this more.
这糠秕在空中飞，蛮引人注目的。
Chaff being carried in wind is pretty eye-catching.
但再怎么样引人注目，也只是一瞬间就过去了。
However, eye-catching it, this is just temporary, it's fleeting.
相对之下，栽在溪水旁的树是实实在在。
In contrast, the trees planted by streams of water are really down to earth.
日复一日，年复一年，栽在溪水旁。
Day by day, year by year, it's planted by streams of water.
一天一天看，看不出显著的差别。
Maybe we can't really see the difference every day.
未必每天都有什么精彩的表现。
There might not be some surprising, outstanding performances.
但是内在的实质却是一天一天的更健壮、更丰盛。
So its inner qualities are just getting stronger and richer every day.
在我们这个大学生的教会当中，时时有
年轻充满活力充满热忱的大学生。
Our church and college town always have a lot of young and energetic college students.
也有很多刚刚信主充满侍奉主热忱的初信者。
Many of them also just recently come to Christ and they have a passion to serve God.
我觉得我常常觉得有必要提醒大家不要追求短暂虚浮的荣耀。
I always feel the need to remind us that we shouldn't pursue the intangible short-lived glory.
很多基督徒是很热心。
Many of our Christians are really enthusiastic.
但是他们把最多最好的时间精力投资在追求一时的掌声或称赞。
But they just put the time and the energy on pursuing a moment of applause and compliments.
或者是一时之间的满足感。
Or just a moment of sense of satisfaction.
神要给我们的祝福需要我们成为一棵栽在溪水旁的树。
The blessings that God gives us is to become a tree planted by the streams of water.
但是很可惜，很少基督徒学会把时间精力投资在亲近主的事情上。
But pitifully, only a few Christians tend to invest time and energy on getting closer to God.
所以很多人虽然是基督徒，最后却活得很像康比。
Though many of us are Christians, but they are like Chef.
并没有活得像栽在溪水旁的树按时候结果。
They do not live as a like a tree growing by the streams of water.
讲到这里，我们不能不处理一个刚刚一直没有谈的问题。
So now we should ask ourselves this question.
就是这边的恶人指的到底是谁
？Who is the wicked person?
在整卷诗篇以及诗歌智慧书里面。恶人和义人的字眼都常常出现的。
So in the entire book of Psalm and other prophetic books, the wicked and the righteous appear really often.
到底谁是恶人，谁是义人
？So who's the wicked and who's the righteous?
在圣经里面，我们很清楚地看到，神是根据人与他的关系来定义恶人和义人。
According to the Bible, how God defines that a person is wicked or righteous, is from that person's relationship with God.
恶人就是远离神。把神排除在生命之外的人
The wicked of those who separate themselves from God those who disobey God
义人就是敬畏神相信神爱慕神顺服神的人
The righteous are those who fear God believe in God admire God and serve God
如果我们仔细看诗篇第一篇然后把焦点调得更清楚一点
If we look at the first chapter of Psalm more carefully
谁是义人
Who is the righteous person?
就是那些栽在溪水旁的树。
It's a tree that planted by the streams of water.
谁是恶人
？Who is the wicked?
如果我们不栽在溪水旁，就很容易随从恶人，最后变成跟他们一样。
If you are not planted by the streams, you will easily follow the other wicked.
再往回推到第二节。
Let's back off to the second verse.
谁是义人
？Who is the righteous person?
就是那些喜爱耶和华的律法、昼夜思想的人。
It's a person who finds has delight in the law of the Lord and meditates this word every day.
谁是恶人
？Who is the wicked?
如果我们不喜爱耶和华的律法，不昼夜思想，我们也就很容易心思意念受恶人的影响。
If we dislike the law of the Lord and stop thinking about them, our mindset will eventually be affected by these influences.
不是不可能，我们最后我们的想法、我们的生活变得跟他们一样。
Possible, our lives will just become like the lives of the wicked.
所以我们每个人可以扪心自问一下，现在的你在神眼中是义人还是恶人
？Let's think about it. Do you think you're a righteous person or a wicked person now?
这个没有中间，这个骑在墙上模棱两可的。
There's nothing ambiguous in between for you to sit on the fence on.
你要么是爱慕神，你要么就是不爱慕神。
Either you admire God or you don't.
你要么是有栽在溪水旁，要么就是没有栽在溪水旁。
Either you're planted by streams of water or you aren't.
你问问你自己，你到底有没有栽在溪水旁
？Is it positive or negative?
你要知道筛谷的时候不是只筛一次啊。
When you winnow the chaff, it's not done only once.
是一次一次用叉子把农作物往空中抛。
You keep tossing the yield with a pitchfork many times.
每抛一次就有一批的糠秕被风吹散。
Every time you toss it, there's a portion of chaff being tossed away.
你如果在教会待久的话，你会看到同样的现象。
If you stay here long enough, you'll see the same phenomenon.
在所有与你曾经在同一个团契、同一个教会聚集的人
，some people you meet in a fellowship in a church.
经过一段时间，经过一些考验，一些人就渐渐消失了。
They disappear after they face some challenges over time.
你不要以为你今天常常参加教会的聚会、团契的聚会。
就不会有一天变得像康比一样被风吹散。
So don't think that, I go to church meetings and fellowships all the time, so I won't be carried away by the wind.
那边我们来到这个小城的人，多半都是后来会搬走的。
Many people will come to this town eventually will move away.
当人搬离这里的时候，有的时候也很像农作物被叉子敲起来往空中抛一次一样。
When they move away, it's like them being tossed in the air.
不是每一个从这边离开的人后来都落下来。
It's not every person who leaves will eventually come back down.
不是每一个都继续落下来在神的家中继续支取神的恩典。
Not everyone will come back down and enjoying the grace of God.
有一些很可惜就被风吹散了。
Some of them just get carried away by the
wind. 如果你不希望你的结局是那样，
If you don't want the end of being like this,
那就只有一个选择。
That's only one choice here.
就是选择从今天开始成为一棵栽在溪水旁的树。
That just had to be a tree that's planted by streams of water today.
再一次说，栽在溪水旁就是在溪水旁住下来。
To be planted by streams is to really to live by streams.
实实在在的住下生根。
Really, I get rooted firmly and grow there.
记得啊，不是像花盆一样搬来搬去的。
It's not like a flower pot that you move every day.
也不是观望的态度。
It's not just a speculative idea.
不是说等到哎我口渴的时候再来喝喝水。
It's not like oh I'm thirsty, let me just drink water.
不渴的时候就让我到哪边去玩玩吧。
I'm not thirsty anymore, so I just go play elsewhere.
待在溪水旁是对神有一个非常清楚坚定的委身。
It's a clear commitment to God to get planted by the streams of water.
我认定了我需要他的恩典。
I've determined that I need His grace.
我认定了我需要他的同在。
I've determined that I need His presence.
我相信只要我紧紧地和他连结，就必然会按时候结果。
I believe that if I'm tightly connected with Him, I will bear fruit in season.
我相信我紧紧地连接于他，叶子就不枯干，所做的尽都顺利。
Believe that if I'm tightly connected to him, leaves are not going to wither.
所以为了这样，我愿意从此不再做一个搬来搬去的花盆。
Because of this, I'm willing to stop being a flower pot that's being moved around.
而是下定决心成为一棵栽在溪水旁的树。
I've determined to be a tree planted by streams of water.
在二十年前，也就是1988年，我担任一个在职青年团契的团长。
So in 1988, I was the leader of a young professional fellowship.
但是我信主已经三年多了。
At that time, I had been a Christian for 3 years already.
但是我的灵修生活还是很不规律。
But my spiritual life was not that regular yet.
我心中知道，哎呀，一个好基督徒应该要天天读圣经。
I knew that, a good Christian should read the Bible daily.
我试了好几次，但是每次热心没几天，最多几个礼拜，后来又停了。
I tried to pick up that habit a couple of times, but every time I can go longer than a couple of weeks.
别人从表面上看不出来。
People can see it superficially.
他们只会觉得啊，我很追求长进，很热心侍奉。
It looks like that. I always pursue to advance. I was really enthusiastic.
特别我祷告会、主日学、各式各样训练我都参加的。
I always took part in the prayer meetings, Sunday school, and all service training.
但是一直到那时候为止，我都还没有养成稳定的天天灵修读经、亲近主的习惯。
At that time, I still hadn't developed the habit of devotion and Bible study to get close to God.
感谢主的恩典，神用了几件事情帮助我，让我终于有了突破。
Thanks for God's mercy. Eventually, I had a breakthrough for a couple instances.
其中有一件事，有一天有一位神学生来我们团契担任讲员。
So one day, a student from the seminary came to our fellowship to be a speaker.
他走之前，他跟我说他最近读了一篇文章，觉得很好，他就给了我。是用英文写的。
She showed me an English article that she has recently read.
那这个文章的作者是针对了一间很好的神学院的学生做了一个调查。
So the author of the article decided that to make a survey that's targeted on seminary students.
他设计了一份问卷，请每个人回答平常属灵生活的状况。
He designed a survey about the spiritual life of the people.
那问卷收回来以后，他照着一套叫做明尼苏达多元人格分析的方法来分析这些神学生心理健康的状态。
So after he collected the surveys, he used the methodology called Minnesota Multi-Personality Inventory to analyze the psychological status of these seminary students.
那这套心理分析的方法通常会把接受测验人按照心理健康的程度分成三类。
The method of this the method is to divide these psychological status of the people into three categories.
那一组 A 组的人呢，是心理明显比一般人健康成熟的人。
Group A are the people whose personalities are significantly healthier and more mature.
那 B 组是就是正常一般水平的人。
Group B are the people whose results are normal.
C 组就是这些人明显有内在的冲突，情绪不稳定。
Group C are those who have psychological conflicts and emotional problems.
那作者是位基督徒。
The author is a Christian.
所以他做这项调查原来的目的是希望借着这些神学生来证明一些他的假设。
The purpose of the survey is to test some of the assumptions that he had on seminary students.
但是问卷收回来，一开始做分析的时候，他大失所望。
Once he had started analyzing the data, he was really disappointed.
他发现那些信主很多年的神学生跟信主时间比较短的神学生比起来。是稍微快乐一点。
He found that people who have come to Christ for a longer time is just a tiny bit happier than people who have just recently come to Christ.
那个差距太小了，就照统计学的原则来说，没有办法做出结论。
The difference is so small that he can't really make any conclusions statistically.
没办法说，哎呀，信主越久，心灵就会越健康快乐。
He can't conclude that, oh, the longer you're a Christian, the longer you, the happier you are.
他很失望，但他继续看那些问卷。
He's very disappointed. He kept reading the surveys.
突然，他注意到一件事情。
He found something.
他就赶快好奇的继续进一步的分析。
He was really curious and started analyzing the data again.
这一下发现了令他感到惊讶兴奋的事情。
He found something really surprising and exciting.
就是那些每天灵修读经默想神话语超过三年以上的人。显著的比其他的人健康而喜乐。
That is how those people who have spent time daily to do devotion and Bible study over 3 years, they are so much happier than other people.
他们明显的比那些没有固定灵修的人要快乐健康。
They are much happier than people who have not studied the Bible daily.
他们也比那些连每天灵修读经但还没有达到三年的人健康喜乐。
They are healthier and happier than people who have not been studying the Bible for more than 3 years.
而且他的调查结果显示，那些掉到 C 组的人，也就是内心冲突、情绪不稳定的人，没有一个是有固定灵修习惯的人。
The result also shows that in Group C, that is the people who have internal conflicts and emotional conflicts.Those type of people without any daily practice of devotion.
我们不要忘掉一件事情。
Let's not forget about this.
就是那个调查的对象是神学院的学生。
The target of the survey is the seminary students.
他们为了课堂的要求或者侍奉上的需要，常常读圣经啊。
They read a lot of Bible for class.
但是跟灵修读经默想神的话不一样。
It's different from your devotion and to think about God's word.
这对我们所有的弟兄姐妹来讲是一个很重要的提醒。
This is a really important reminder for all of us.
那些养成灵修习惯达到三年以上的人，全部都进到 A 组或 B 组，而且绝大多数是在 A 组。
People who have done the Bible study and the devotion for more than 3 years, they're mostly in a group A or B.
那这些差距相当的显著。
The difference is very significant.
所以照统计学的标准可以得到两个清楚的结论。
From the standards of statistics, you can get two conclusions.
第一，每天灵修读经默想神的话对人心灵的健康的确有显著的帮助。
First of all, so if you do devotion and study the Bible every day and think about God's word, your psychological health is much better.
第二，每天灵修默想神的话它的果效可能要三年之后才会清楚地显出来。
Secondly, it takes 3 years for the effects of Bible study and devotion to come out.
我读了那篇文章之后，心中深有感触。
I have a lot of mixed feelings after I read the passage.
所以当时我就马上把它翻成中文，跟我全团契的人分享。
Immediately translated to Chinese and shared with shared and profound of my fellowship.
神也就使用那篇文章激励我，帮助我立定了心志。
God used that article to help me to have a determination.
我决定我要做一棵栽在溪水旁的树。
That I should be a tree that's planted by the streams of water.
不管别人知不知道，看不看得出来。
Whether other people could see it.
我要选择天天借着灵修亲近主。
I've decided devote myself and study the Bible every day.
渐渐的，我开始体会到为什么一些诗篇的作者。会提到神的话语何等宝贵。
Gradually, I finally understand why some experienced authors have would say that God's word is really precious.
比如说诗篇十九篇的作者说神的话语比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂王下滴的蜜甘甜。
In Psalm, it says, God's word is more precious than God, much more pure, much better than pure God. It's sweeter than honey, honey from the comb.
诗篇119篇的作者也提到神话语的宝贵。
They also mention how precious God's words are in other passages too.
我爱你的命令胜于金子，更胜于金金。
In Psalm, it says, I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold.
你口中的训言与我有益，胜于千万的金银。
The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold.
你的言语在我的堂上何等甘美，在我口中比蜜甘甜。
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey that to my mouth.
写忏悔录的奥古斯丁曾经写信给他的儿子。
The author of Confession,Augustine once wrote a letter to his son.
他说圣经的真理十分丰富。
There's so much truth in the Bible.
即使我从孩提时开始，一直到风烛残年，都专心致志的去研究。
From my childhood to the time that I'm always almost in the grave, I put all my concentration to study the Bible.
就算我耗尽每一分每一秒。怀着满腔热忱，用比我所有更大的智慧去研读。
I spend all my time and my passion to study the Bible carefully.
我每天仍然会挖掘到更多的宝藏。
I always discover a lot of treasures in the Bible.
伟大的布道家穆迪也曾经这样说。
The great evangelist Dwight Moody once said,
最了解圣经的人，就是感到它是历久弥新的人。
The person who knows the Bible the best is the person who still finds it fresh and new all the time.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们，你相信这些人讲的话吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe these people say the truth?
你相信这些话语也可以成为你个人的体验吗？
Do you believe that these experiences that could be your own experiences too?
让我们一同来祷告。
Let's all pray together.
当我们一同低头祷告的时候，也许我们先自己有一些省察的时间。
Let's have some time for ourselves for self-reflection before we pray together.
我们可以问自己，现在是否是一棵栽在溪水旁的树
？Let us ask ourselves that whether the tree that's planted by the streams of water.
每天有哪一个来源的东西？最频繁、最多的时事影响着我们。
What is the source that could influence us daily the most?
是神的话语吗？
Is it God's words?
还是一些不合神心意的东西？
Or is this something that that doesn't go with God's will?
我们自己有一点时间向神祷告。
Let's pray to God on our own first.
天主，我们知道你希望每个人都成为你眼中有福的人。
Dear Lord,
we know that everyone has said some special person in your eyes.
你已经为我们预备了丰盛的恩典。
You have prepared some really abundant mercy to us.
你赐给我们你宝贵的话语。
You give us your precious verse.
你也赐给我们圣灵可以引导我们来读你的话语
You give us the spirit to lead us
所帮助我们能够做有智慧的选择
Lord please help us to make a wise choice
所帮助我们每一位都成为实实在在向下扎根的人
Lord please help us to be a firmly rooted person
所以我们周围当中有很多的声音
There are a lot of voices in this congregation
也有很多让我们忙碌的事情
There are a lot of things that keep us busy
所帮助我们
Lord help us
让我们有智慧能够分清楚优先次序
So that we have the wisdom to prioritize
也帮助我们能够过一个有纪律的生活
Please help us to have a habitual life
所靠着我们自己实在是不行
Lord, we just can't depend on our own
但是知道只要我们愿意你就赐能力给我们
But we know that if we are willing you will give us the power
所帮助我们在座的每一位都在你的爱中来成长
Lord, please bless us that will grow in your love
让我们有更多的弟兄姐妹成为爱读主话语的人
so that all of us will love studying your words
而且真的是尝到主话语的甘甜
so that we can really taste the sweetness in your words
也就让主的话语在我们里面做更新改变的工作
so that your words can also renew and refresh our lives
让我们自自然然的就叶子茂盛又绿又茂盛
will grow prosperously in you
而且到时候就结果子
and will bear ripe fruits when it's in season
愿你祝福我们在座的每一位
Lord, please bless everyone here
听我们的祷告
listen to our prayer
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus' name
Amen 我们接下来要擘饼纪念主
that's the time for communion
我们在每个月第一个主日的时候我们借着擘饼来纪念主耶稣
every month in the beginning of the month have you the communion will think about God again
那擘饼领这个葡萄汁是主耶稣在他被卖的那一夜所设立的
on the night when God was when Jesus was betrayed, we the habit of breaking the bread and taking the cup was started at that time.
他让那些已经立定心志跟随他的人知道他为什么要死。
He wanted the people who have decided to follow him had to remember why he had to die for us.
而且在这个世上过一个负责任顺服主的生活。
And will be a responsible, obedient person in this world.
更是等候有一天主耶稣再回来。
It will wait that Jesus will come back to us again.
圣经教导我们，在领这个饼和这个杯的事情上不要随便。
The Bible teaches that we shouldn't be casual about taking the bread and taking the cup.
所以凡是已经清楚立定心志，跟随主也借着洗礼公开表明这样心志的人。我们都欢迎你和我们一同来领这个饼和这个杯
Everything is clear to you and you're willing to follow God finally we encourage you to get baptized so that you can receive this cup and bread with us
如果你还没有做这样一个坚定的这个立志的话当饼和杯传到你手中的时候请你今天先不要拿
If you're not determined yet would you please pass the bread and the cup to the next person
就是很恭敬的传给你旁边那一位
That's just to pass it respectfully to the next person
但是我们真是很盼望你在不久的将来愿意来立定心志来跟随主
We sincerely hope that you will eventually have the determination to follow God
只要你愿意我很乐意与你交谈甚至帮你安排合适的时间接受洗礼
If you're willing, I'm more than happy to talk to you and arrange a time to get baptized for you.
我们请服侍饼杯的同工到前面来。
Would you, the co-workers please come forward?
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜
on the night when the Lord Jesus was betrayed,
他拿起饼来祝谢了就拨开
he took the bread and when he had given thanks he broke it,
说这是我的身体为你们舍的
saying this is my body which is for you,
你们当如此行为的是纪念
do this in remembrance of me.
我们来唱一首诗歌
Let's sing a hymn together
拨生命饼
Break thou the bread of life
用你习惯的语言 Use whatever language you prefer
求主拨生命饼供我滋养正如当年你在海边作息透过圣经字句可见主面我灵安静等候生命之道
第二节 verse 2
恳求将你真理向我印证正如当年注定在加密里救主借我束缚主我困锁我主基督平安之愿
请思情继续谈我们有一点时间安静
We have the time for silent meditation now
大家起立，我们请 Joseph 带我们祷告。
Let's have a prayer with Joseph now. 亲爱的主耶稣，当我们吃这个饼的时候，我们纪念你的身体。对，你的身体就是为我们去牺牲。你从我们罪恶的捆绑里释放我们。
And now we have freedom.
我们现在有自由。我们有自由就可以成为你想我们做的。我们感谢你给我们这个自由。
我们一同存感恩的心领受。
Let's have the spread with a thanksgiving heart.
请坐。
Please be seated.
饭后耶稣也照样拿起杯来。
After supper, Jesus had took the cup.
说这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
Saying, this new covenant is in my blood.
你们每逢喝的时候当如此行为的是纪念我。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
再来唱三四节。
Let's sing the verses 3 and 4 together.
大家再次起立，请玉美带我们祷告。
Please rise, and Yu Mei, will pray for us. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you for establishing this communion so that we'll be able to think about you again.When we hold this cup, please help us to inspect our heart again. We hurt others intentionally or not intentionally. Lord, please use your blood to cleanse our sins. So that we will be strong again in the Lord.We pray in front of you. So that we'll be like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. And that will bear fruit in season and our leaves will not wither again. So that we'll be like deer that we drink the water from the streams.So that we will grow in you every day. Jesus, we also pray for you, some of the health of our brothers and sisters. We pray that you will heal the bodies of the weak. Through you, we'll be strong again.We'll do whatever you want us to do. We pray that your spirit will be with us. So that we have the courage to walk the path of the cross.
to pray for the people who admire your words. We pray that you, they will accept you with faith. Accept all the blessings that you have given us. Our prayer is in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们一同存感的心领受。
So I take this cup with a thankful heart.
请坐。
Please be seated.
可以把杯子往两边传。
Oh, please pass the cup to both sides.
下面是欢迎的时间。
That's time for a welcoming.
欢迎第一次来到我们当中的新朋友。
Welcome people who have come here the first time.
请你们站起来自我介绍，让我们能够认识你们。
Would you please stand up and introduce yourself to us, please? Come on.
有吗
？Anyone?
好。请介绍你自己。
哦、你可以介绍一下你自己。Can you introduce yourself to us, please?
好，欢迎你。
好，
请坐。
大家好，我是陈俊成，我有一个房子在这里，虽然我不是住在这里，每年都会来这里，这么大，然后房子。
欢迎欢迎。Welcome.
那我们就再次来欢迎爱保罗牧师跟师母。
Let's welcome Pastor Evan his wife again.
Paul, do you want to say something?
Oh, what a joy to be here in Green Ithaca and to join this dynamic, friendly church.
我很高兴我现在可以来到以色列家，可以参加这个教会。
Second Corinthians 4 verse 5, the Apostle Paul writes, For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus Christ's sake. 2 Corinthians 4 or 5.
One second. Oh, found it. 我们原不是全自己，乃是全耶稣基督为主。自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
The Lord has blessed this church with a legacy of leaders who have pointed people to Jesus Christ and been servant-hearted.
这个教会有福了，因为就是很多人都在这里服侍。
And this legacy began with Pastor and Mrs. Wong.
这个传统都是从王牧师来的。
And it's continued with Pastor and Mrs. Shu and Minister Wan.
然后就是徐牧师还有万传道。
And it's my desire that I could be considered worthy to continue that legacy.
我就是很希望我可以在这里继续工作。
And my desire is not only to serve the English congregation, but also...The Chinese congregation.
我会在这里的英文还有中文的施工上工作。
And not only to get to know the people from the English congregation, but also from the Chinese congregation.
我希望我不只是认识到英文的教会的人，也希望可以认识中文堂的人。
And so my wife and I would really appreciate if you could do a favor for us.
如果你可以帮我还有我的太太一个忙的话。
And that would be even if you've introduced yourself to us before and told us your names that you would do that again?
如果你跟我说过你的名字的话，你可以再告诉我你的名字呢？
It's sometimes overwhelming to meet so many new people.
有时候就是看到那么多人就是头未婚的。
He sounds funnier than me.
Not really.
Well, the other thing that I'd like to say is that Pastor Tony asked me if my wife and I needed any help with moving.
就是请牧师还有他的太太问我家庭要不要帮忙去搬家。
We might need some help, but we do have some movers moving in most of it.
我们可能会有需要要帮忙，但是我们也有一些帮手帮我们搬家。
But I told Pastor Tony that our real need is someone to keep an eye on our girls during this next week.
我真正的帮忙就是跟徐牧师讲过来，就是我的女儿都需要去看一看。
Even just an hour or two could help free us to focus on moving, and it also give my daughters a chance to get to know the church family better.
可能就是一两个小时也好，就我们可以专心去搬家，也给我们的女儿有机会认识一下其他的家庭。
So if you're interested in getting to know my two beautiful daughters,
如果你有兴趣认识我漂亮的女儿，
you can either talk to me, or if you want to call me later, you can get the phone number from Pastor Tony.
你可以跟我谈一谈，也可以问徐牧师拿一个电话。
Thank you very much.
好，谢谢。那个搬家公司是明天会到。 So the movers will come tomorrow.
所以我想可能礼拜二，所以礼拜二才到。
The movers will come on Tuesday.
那特别是他们要这个unpack 的时候，会需要有人能够看住他们两个孩子。
Especially when they are doing unpacking, they need help to babysit the two daughters.
那他们两个女儿年纪差不多9岁跟5岁。
So one of the daughters is 9, the other one is 5.
所以如果你们 有年纪差不多孩子，想他们可以玩在一块的话，带他们一起去玩也是蛮好的。
If you have children around the same age, if you want them to play together, just do that.
今天我可以再报告一件事情吗？ 我们过去有报告，我们一直在找一位新的牧师助理。
In the past, we have this announcement that we need a new pastor assistant.
那我们现在还在继续找。We're
still actively looking.
但是我们很感谢神，李淑慧姐妹，她愿意从明天开始，来帮忙。
We thank God that assistant 淑慧 can help us.
所以可以请淑慧进来一下吗？在厨房吗？在这里呢。淑慧在后面。对对对。 那她已经怀孕了。
She's pregnant.
对，明年1月左右会要生。
The baby is expected in January next year.
所以她最多只能帮忙到那时候。
She can only help till then.
我们很感激她帮忙，那也希望大家继续为这个需要祷告。
We thank her for help, and we still have to pray for the sick.
那在这段时间，她还是会跟过去。 别的牧师助理一样，在周间的早上会在教会办公室。
Like other pastor assistants, she'll be in the pastor assistant office in the morning of
weekdays.
Of the weekdays.
Yeah.
好，我们就再次欢迎艾宝罗牧师。
We thank you.
这是我们的报告的第一件事情哈。
We welcome Pastor Epps and his family again.
然后第二件事情就是说，咱们这个季度的这个读经运动已经有3个月了，然后应该读完了180多章了。So
the Bible readathon of this season started for 3 months, and if you're in this event, you should have read at least 180 chapters.
如果没读完就加油吧。If
you haven't, if you're behind the schedule, please keep going.
读到这儿的时候，我是觉得我真应该建议很多人都应该上来做主席。
I encourage people to come to the Sunday service.
因为你一读的时候，你就想想我自己有没有读这么多呀？
if you come to think about it, you didn't realize that, oh, wow, I've read so much.
感谢神我读了。
Thank God that I've read the Bible.
但是我看完真的是一个督促，因为我做主席读的时候才想到，我应该读。Never mind. 然后还有一个最重要的事情。
And that's one more important thing.
这个礼拜三七点半到九点是教会每月一次的祷告会。
So this Wednesday, we have a monthly prayer meeting in the church.
邀请每一个弟兄姐妹。
We welcome
our 腾出时间来参加这个祷告会。
We welcome our brothers and sisters to join us punctually.
这也是我们基督徒应该做的事情哈，跟神亲近的一种方式。
This is something we should do for Christians because it's a time for us to get close with God.
还有一件事情就是，崇拜结束以后不在这个上面，崇拜以后，然后小组长留下来，在这个前面有十分钟的小会。
After the worship, can the fellowship leaders come forward for a little meeting for 10 minutes?
有补充报告吗
？Any supplements？
好。
我们先谈起再来的这个礼拜六在我们家早上十点半有
聚会。That's a fellowship in the morning on Saturday。
对，只要有新来的那个博士博女的，让我们讲一下，
对，可以。We welcome the new friends so that we can get to know each other。
还有吗？没有，我们起立唱三一颂。
Let's rise to sing the doxology.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的交通与引导，常与弟兄姊妹同在，从今天直到主耶稣基督再回来。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
等一下，我们有一个简单的午餐。
We have a brief lunch later.
我们就为午餐做一个祷告。
Let's pray for the lunch.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们再次来到你面前，献上我们的感谢。
Dear Lord, we come in front of you and offer our thanks to you again.
谢谢主耶稣，借着徐牧师的口传讲出这样美好的信息。
We thank you for the precious words from you through Pastor Hugh Small.
真的是今天的信息对孩子来说是一个特别扎心的一个讲道。
Today's message is a really important, significant passage to our children.
像我们真的有的时候是忘记了读神的话语，忘记了与神亲近。
Many times we forget about reading your words and to get close to you.
追求属世的东西。
And to pursue things that you're pleased with.
耶稣，通过今天的讲道，让我们再次更新我们自己。
Today through your message, we'll have the chance to renew our life again.
让我们把这爱主的火焰重新再眺望。
So that we can rekindle the fire of loving you and getting close to you.
也让我们做一个是讨主喜悦的孩子。
So that we can be a person that you like a lot.
栽在溪水旁。
To be planted by the streams of water.
向下扎根，枝叶茂盛。
So that our roots can grow firmly.And our leaves won't get withered again.
不要像糟糠一样，然后被甩出去。
So that we won't be tossed away like chaff.
让我们的主耶稣在我们的心里边做宝，做宝，坐在宝，坐在宝座上的神在我们的心里边。
We pray that Lord Jesus and His throne will be sitting in our hearts. Well,
这次我们再次也谢谢主为我们准备饭食的弟兄姐妹。
So we thank you for the brothers and sisters who helped us serve lunch.
耶稣，让我们把这些食物吃了，作为我们能够更好的服侍主的灵粮。
So that we will grow stronger and be able to get any benefits from the food.
耶稣，我们也求你保守我们这段交通的时间。
Lord, please bless our convocation afterwards.
也保守我们散会的脚步。
And our steps of going home.
让我们接下来的一个礼拜里边，在你里边有更多的得着。
So that we'll gain much from in you for the following week.
天天活在你的里边。
And I will live in you every day.
祷告不配，奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
On worthy prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 默祷以后散会。
We'll dismiss after a time meditation.